How is everybody today? Good to see you. How you been? You drew a brother too? Yeah, how are you? Well, we got some mud. It's taking you quite a while to get down here. It's good to see all of you on this very nice fall day. You see, it's becoming fall because you can tell the leaves on our tree out here are starting to change. You notice that? It's really pretty out here, isn't it? Well, it's great to see all of you here today. Let me ask somebody a quick question. Anybody? You know what year this is? 2005, right. That's the year 2005. But do you know on this Tuesday there's going to be a New Year's celebration for a year with a different number than 2005? Can you see this? 5766. On Tuesday, for our friends in the Jewish community, the Jewish faith here, on Tuesday, on a day called Rosh Hashanah, begins the year 5766. Now, I know that when they write their checks and their letters, they probably still put 2005, but in their synagogue, in their house of worship, where they meet just as we do here, this begins the year 5766. And Rosh Hashanah means beginning of the year, or head of the year. And so if you have any friends or people in your family or neighbors on your street who are Jewish, they'll be celebrating their New Year on this Tuesday, and they call it Rosh Hashanah. Now, we celebrate a New Year just lasts for one day, for one night, and maybe into the next day. The Jewish New Year lasts for 8 days. And the last day of that celebration is called Yom Kippur. Anybody know what Yom Kippur means? It means Day of Atonement. Anybody know what Atonement means? Atonement basically means making up for something you did wrong. And that's why at the end of one year and the beginning of a new year, and you don't need to be a Jewish person to do this, you try to take care of some of the things you didn't quite do right in the past year so you'll be okay the next year. I'm going to try to give you an example of what that means. Mallory, how's that to help me out here? You want to come and stand next to me? Okay. This is Mallory. Now let's suppose, we're just pretending now, okay? But let's suppose that sometime in this past year, I had caught... Let's suppose that sometime in this past year, I had called Mallory a nasty name. Now, we're just pretending. I wouldn't call Mallory a nasty name. But let's suppose sometime in this past year, I had called Mallory a nasty name. And then I'm kind of feeling bad about it. I'm here. I shouldn't have called Mallory that nasty name. That's a nice one. She's probably still mad at me for doing that. And I don't want to go through this next year having her mad at me. So what do I do? This is what atonement means. Means I come and say, Mallory, I'm really sorry I called you that nasty name, but I'd like to make it up to you. So why don't you come and we'll go have some ice cream somewhere or something like that, and then we'll be okay. And then you won't be mad at me anymore. We'll call you the name, right? Okay. That's what it means. That's what it means to make atonement. That means setting things right before a new year begins. So that's the holiday that our Jewish friends will be celebrating this week, and I hope that you will keep that in mind. It's good to see so many of you. You're free to go to your class now. And those of you here, we do have childcare available for our younger children as well. The ushers can help you with that.